I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Some old-fashioned flowers have interesting behaviors. Take four o'clocks, or the marvel of Peru. First, this flower can have different colored blossoms on the same plant. The flowers open in late afternoon and close in the morning consistently each day. Not only do I like the flowering cycle and colorful blooms of 4 o'clocks, the fragrance is intoxicating, attracting butterflies, hummingbirds, and bees. 4 o'clocks are easy to grow from seed or transplants. The plants grow 1 to 2 feet tall and wide by midsummer and bloom until autumn. Eventually, it forms a black carrot-like tuber that can be dug in fall and stored in winter like dahlias for replanting next spring. They also can self-sow. 4 o'clocks flower best in full sun on well-drained soil. Some people may get a rash from rubbing the leaves, so wear gloves and long-sleeved shirts when working around this plant. Most varieties have multiple colored flowers on the same plant. These include white, pink, yellow, red, and bicolored blooms. Limelight is a newer variety with fuchsia-colored flowers and lime-green leaves that offer a bright color even when they're not in bloom. Broken Colors features bicolored striped individual flowers. Plant 4 o'clocks in a container or near a window where you can enjoy the fragrance in the evening. You can also have some fun creating a flower clock. Plant morning glories, daylilies, 4 o'clocks, and moonflowers in one bed. When in bloom, the flowers will open in that order starting in the morning until evening. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about the viburnum leaf beetle. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.